Welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm Joey Roberts. I kept hearing about Amazon, and I shop on Amazon a lot, and I realized, you know what? I got to stop shopping, and I need to start selling, because there's somebody on the other end of this who's selling. And so I told myself, I'm going to start an Amazon store. I don't know what I'm going to sell, but I want to sell on Amazon. And when I put my mind to something, and I tell anybody in the universe that it's going to happen, yeah, I have to make it happen.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what is the idea behind the podcast and the type of guests that you plan on bringing to the audience here?
Fearless Sellers came about, one, because I'm a woman and I've been selling on Amazon, which I didn't think was all that unique, and I'm not trying to single out women as women sellers. But as I've been sharing my story as a seller that is also a woman, I realize that there's a smaller percentage, right? I think it's like 25 to 30% of Amazon sellers that are actually women. So I started to think of it that way, and how cool would it be if I could get my story out there as a woman seller and then bring more women on to talk about their journey as an Amazon seller, because women balance a lot. We have families, we have a lot of different demands in the household as men. And I'd love to say we don't, and that's not really how society is today, but reality is it is like that, right? Like, I'm a mom, I don't skip a beat with my son, and I still put 100% into selling on Amazon. And this podcast is not just for women selling on Amazon. Anybody selling on Amazon will get benefits from this, because we're going to talk a lot about product sourcing, finding a product, how women and just Amazon sellers have grown their business. So it's really for everybody to listen to, but I do want to focus on successful women in this space, and especially up and coming women.
Yeah. So how about people that aren't selling on Amazon yet, but that are aspiring entrepreneurs, you know, women out there? I know you have a big community of friends, or I know you go to kind of professional women meetups and so forth, but you think they'll get some value as well?
Absolutely. Hopefully they'll be inspired and they'll see why they should be selling on Amazon and why everybody should be selling on Amazon.
Sweet. Awesome. So we'll go into, I want to learn a little bit more about your story, or share a little bit more of your story. And just for listeners here, I'm Jamie Davidson, co-founder of AMZ Insiders, along here with Joey Roberts, a fellow partner in AMZ Insiders. And I do think you have I think everyone has a unique story by definition, but I think you kind of have an inspiring story in terms of your path and getting to know you over the last couple of years. But do you mind sharing in kind of any order, but just, you know, I guess, how did you get involved with selling on Amazon? What were you doing beforehand? I'd love to learn some more there.
I had a corporate job, as we all kind of know it as the terms, but I was a VP of marketing and sales for a corporation. And I learned a ton about just e-commerce in general, and I had a passion for it. I loved algorithms. I love Google searches and figuring out how to get people from Google over to a website to purchase, right? Like, pretty basic of e-commerce. And then I took a break from that and I went into interior design and used my marketing skills. And I kept hearing about Amazon, and I shop on Amazon a lot, and I realized, you know what? I got to stop shopping, and I need to start selling, because there's somebody on the other end of this who's selling. And so I told myself, I'm going to start an Amazon store. I don't know what I'm going to sell, but I want to sell on Amazon. And when I put my mind to something and I tell anybody in the universe that it's going to happen, yeah, I have to make it happen.
That's impressive. Now, was that when you decided to do it, was that like you'd end up doing it right away, or was there a period of time before that you thought of it, or, you know, or did you, once you kind of, like you said, put your mind to it, you just jumped into it?
Yeah. I jumped into it.
Okay.
Took action.
Yeah. Awesome. How about, you know, the biggest question we get, and, you know, we help a lot of sellers, is anyone out there who wants to do it? Of course, the question is, they always, most common thing we hear is, well, I don't know what I'm going to sell. Any advice or perspective you have for people, women, aspiring entrepreneurs, in terms of, you know, do they need to have something to sell already, or how can they think about that if they want to look at the opportunity?
It's almost better if you don't have something in your head that you're going to sell that you don't know is going to sell on Amazon, because you can start from the beginning at product research and product validation. And we run our program off of facts. It's not a, hey, I think this is a cool product or that sounds really cool. It's no, there's actual proven data that says this could be a really good potential winning product on Amazon.
Very cool. Yeah. So if, how about if, you know, if they get a really good product, what's the odds of success, do you think? If, and again, I know a good product can mean different things for different people, but you know, how important is that aspect of getting that right?
I think it's a huge part of it. You have to get the right product for you to sell from the beginning, right? And then the rest of the journey is not easy, but it's easier. And the right product that I sell is not the right product that you're going to sell, or even, you know, one of my close friends who lives next door. We're not going to sell the exact same thing. So it really is a personal thing, what you decide to sell, and that will launch you for success.
Great. And that, and you know, a lot of, some people that do know you, they know you had a lot of success on Amazon, selling on Amazon at a pretty quick rate. Can you tell just a little bit about your journey selling on Amazon and kind of where you got to and kind of where you're at now with things?
The products I choose to sell are higher margin. So they're a little bit more expensive than other sellers I know. And that those are the right products for me. I like to sell luxury products. I like high margin. The reason I like high margin is because there's a little bit more space to make a couple mistakes, especially when you're running PPC and you want to do influencer traffic or Google ads, you have more space to make mistakes. And that was my first thought when I thought, okay, I want off of every single product I make, I need to put in my pocket $80 to $100. And that was how I started thinking, okay, well, now I can find a product where I can make that money.
Yeah. That's it. And then, so you started selling, I guess, when did you start selling on Amazon?
I started selling my own store in 2021.
Okay. Yep. And then within a few months, you were doing pretty well. Right.
Yeah. I'd say 3 to 4 months, I broke the 200,000 a month mark. And that was awesome to have phenomenal sales that month. It was also running a business. So there's things that come with growing really, really fast in the first couple of months that were really, when I look back, it doesn't seem like as big of a deal, but at the time it was absolutely crazy. And, you know, I had those like crying in my car moments of how did this happen? And now I look back and I'm like, of course that happened.
That's hilarious. How about, now you've helped a lot of other sellers out there too. You've helped a lot of women, and men in the space. Any common things you see of people, like for, again, advice for people that are coming into this, just based on people you've seen and people you've helped, any words of advice for people coming into the space?
Good advice for anybody who thinks they want to sell on Amazon is there's two things. One, find somebody who has been successful and copy what they've done. Mm-hmm. Learn from them. There's a lot to know and a lot to do. So it's better if you have a coach. That's a way to fast track it. The best advice for anybody who is starting off selling on Amazon is they need to continue to take action. Being an entrepreneur, there's ups and downs. It's hard to run your own business. And there's days where you think, I am horrible. I should not be doing this. I'm just going to sit on my couch, or I'm going to go, you know, back to teaching fitness. But those are the moments where you have to sit in the suck and then pick yourself back up and take the action and keep moving forward.
Yeah. I love that perspective, because it is interesting when you have a corporate job or any kind of job, even if you're working remotely or not, you have this built-in accountability of someone like that. You have to do it right. When you're an entrepreneur, you can be like, I'm just going to lay with the dog all day if I want to. Right. And there's no one saying you have to, there's no one forcing you to it, but it's really, that's a great point. I mean, in terms of entrepreneurship, there's so much things that come into play, right. That you kind of have to have a level of self-discipline in the space, right?
There's that self-discipline to get started. Getting started is the hardest part, because you're doing whatever it takes to get the ball rolling. And then when you take action or you make a partnership with somebody or you sign up for something, well, now you've created an activity where you now have to react to. So, you know, you bringing me on as a partner, well, now we kind of answer to each other and we hold each other accountable. So those are also great aspects of being an entrepreneur, is that you get to pick the people you want to partner with, but then you hold yourself accountable and the other person accountable. I always think with myself, if I say I'm going to do something, and especially if I say it out loud and I tell somebody, it's because I believe it. And I don't want to let myself down. Like, I definitely don't want to let you down, but I definitely don't want to be mad at myself.
Yeah, that's a great, I love that point. I know you did saw one of your Instagram reels that resonated well. You tell a story about your book, right? Because you wrote a book, and actually I remember talking to you about it here in Austin. And then I was like surprised next time, you know, a few times more I talked to you, that you actually had the book done.
I remember telling you I was writing a book. And as the words came out of my mouth, I remember we were at lunch at the JW Marriott in Austin, and I just naturally flowed out. I was like, oh, and I'm writing this book. And immediately in my head, I thought, I just told Jamie I was writing a book. I better finish that book like right now. So next time I see him, I have this book.
Yeah, that was impressive. I didn't, I mean, again, it's a great example of taking action. How about, you've run multiple businesses now within the Amazon space, outside of the Amazon space, but you talked about partnering, and I love that. I'm a big believer of doing that, but that can, of course, go both ways. Any advice for you have on that? Because like in any kind of relationship or dynamic, there's pros and cons. There's, you know, there's good things that work out better than others. What's your advice, perspective, having been through it a little bit, or advice for people to try to, you know, find a good partner for them?
The best kind of partners are people you like and people you trust, and also people who complement your skills. It's like if you and I both wanted to do the same exact marketing skill, right? Like you're elbowing me in the face to do edit all these videos. You know, it's like, actually, you should work on something else while I edit, or something like that. So when you guys have different skill sets.
Divide and conquer to some extent.
Yes, yeah. Divide and conquer. I prefer somebody who wants to handle the finances. Mm-hmm. That's always a good partner for me. And then also the trust factor, and knowing that you can work together. You kind of learn that by trial and error. And I've learned that. And it's sometimes you hit the jackpot with partners, and sometimes it doesn't go as well as you want. But if it's not going as well as you want it to do, you have to find empathy, right? You have to think about, okay, we're both have the same goal in mind to build this business. So what can we do to work together in this moment, and set a timeline maybe to dissolve the partnership, and how you're going to be able to get out of it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. It's not always easiest to think of that on the front end, because people are excited. They can't envision, but the reality of life, like any kind of relationship, especially in business, you want to plan, you know, to understand those. That's the reality of those situations, right? And so that's great perspective.
It is. And I partnered with my sister, Beth, and I was so thrilled and excited. I've always wanted to build a business with my older sister. I'm one of four kids, but my older sister, Beth. And when we're working in the same room together, we partner really well. And then she moved to the Midwest because she had a boyfriend. And it kind of just naturally dissolved the partnership. And I was sad. I was like, oh, there goes my sister. And we were going to build this empire together. Reality is, I saw it differently than she did. Her and I were working together. In my mind, we were business partners, and we were building this business that we were going to sell together. And so the expectation was not set from the beginning.
What did she see?
She saw it as a fun business to do with me at the moment.
Okay.
And she's also at a different point in life. She has a kid in college and different financial responsibilities than I did at the time. So doing a startup for her wasn't really feasible, let's say that. So yeah, she moved. She has a great job back in the corporate world, and she's happy. I miss her, but she's happy.
Yeah, it's
You're listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. If you like what you're hearing, click the subscribe button. We have new content coming out all the time and you don't want to miss out.
It's great. Yeah, because I love that perspective. I mean, I do believe that entrepreneurship is a team sport in some way. There are a lot of successful entrepreneurs that men and women that are, doesn't necessarily mean you have to be in partnership with sometime, but you mentioned earlier, if you're even more so, if you're not in partnership, you got to plug into the community, right? Find a way to, you don't want to be the days of being the genius by themselves, think tank, you know, by themselves is long gone, right?
Even though selling on Amazon can be just you by yourself, mm-hmm. it's still a team sport. You want to pull in the community that resonates with you. So you feel comfortable, you trust them to share a little bit about your business, you answer questions for other people, and you are continuously learning because Amazon changes all the time. And it's really been cool to learn it's really been cool to learn tips and hacks from other Amazon sellers.
Yeah, so, well, I'm really excited about this podcast and in the industry because you've done this yourself, but you've been on the scene a lot in terms of like these events you've attended. I'll put you on the spot a little bit. How about, who are some of the women you're excited to interview? I know there'll be many more, but just maybe a couple off the top of your head, maybe if even if they haven't agreed yet to come on the podcast, but anyone who's out there has impressed you as you've gotten a chance to meet some of the your fellow women in this Amazon industry.
Yes. I've gotten to know some amazing women in the space, and I've kind of, within hanging out with them in a professional environment, I've been able to ask them a little bit in-depth questions about their journey. So some of the women I'm super excited to bring on is Isabella Ritz. She has an incredible just life story, and she's a seller, and she also has a really successful agency. And then also Amy Wies of Amazing at Home. She always has great advice, and she is an expert in sourcing from Mexico. So it's just super cool to see her success. And then also, we can never forget one of our favorite people, Kara Sayer.
Ah, Kara.
Yes, I'm definitely going to bring her on the show.
All right, yeah, I laugh because I met Kara. It was the Billion Dollar Seller Summit the first time, and it was her, another lady, and she was just like, she was like teasing me the whole time. I think I was blushing at the entire event, and she was just not letting up at all. And I just met her. Like, I was like, who is this?
That's going to be Kara on the show. Anybody.
Does that sound like her at all? Could you picture that at all? I'm like,
yes. We're going to have to censor that episode.
Yeah. Yeah. The more I like let her know that I think the more she was not letting up, but, yeah, she's really impressive as well too. Right. It's cool. Cause there's, this industry, there's just so many impressive people that you don't know in this world, right? That it's different. You get to meet them and see, you know, who you resonate with, but also so many different aspects of what they're good at versus what, you know, than what we are. So I'm really, really excited to see some of that. What's, how about outside of Amazon in terms of like the women's communities? Do you do anything like just in terms of, do you try to stay connected to women's groups or anything on that space just in general there?
I'm in two women seller chat groups. I'll call it a chat group. Mm-hmm. I guess it's like a networking group.
Yeah.
And I've met them from going to a lot of the conferences and just talking to people in the industry. And we all kind of connect and invite each other into these groups. So I really have been impressed with how the women align themselves. And again, we're not trying to pull ourselves out as women, but it's obvious when you're at conferences or when you're around other sellers that there's just a smaller group of us. And it's like, hey, let's rally around each other.
I love that. Yeah. In college at Military Academy at West Point, it was like 85% men, 15% women. So like in our company of like 36 you know, men and women, there was like, and for each year group, there was like four or five women, maybe out of our 36, and the rest were guys. And, the women, they were at West Point, like the women were like always like really organized. They had like their stuff together. The guys were hit or miss. Some guys were, you know, dialed in. Other guys were a total mess. But it was like the women, they like, I don't know, probably in that environment, they felt like, you know, they just had their stuff together. Like they had to be in that environment. And they, like, it was like as a percentage, they were definitely like, you know, more organized and disciplined in business. And I wonder, you know, I think to some extent, probably in the Amazon space, you describe what it's like. You see, and of course, there's just different strengths too. Like you said, it's not always men versus women, but, you know, there are different talents people have and different skill sets. And I know working with you, I mean, you have kind of a wide range, but you've got some, you know, unique perspectives, and, you know, you have a design business too, right? So what is that business too? And, you know, are there aspects of that you feel like you can bring that to an Amazon space?
I've thought about how to bring my custom designed wallpaper company into selling on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I actually started my new Amazon store with a name that goes with that business. And that was the company I was going to do with my sister. And then she moved out. Mm-hmm. So I quickly switched into women's health. But yes, 3D Walls by Design is my commercial interior design company. I've had that for about 8 years. And I focus on marketing and branding through wallpaper. So I've got to outfit several very cool companies in Austin. I did 55 walls in a headquarters that recently came to Austin.
Wow.
And I get to just run the creative part of it. So they trust me to design their wallpaper.
Yeah. I mean, one of my thoughts around that for anyone too, is that there's aspects of that, even if you're not like, hey, I'm going to sell wallpaper on Amazon, but there's aspects that you have from your experience there, whether it's managing the projects of making sure stuff is right, deadlines. There's a huge design element of how things look, right? Which, like, to me is a huge advantage, you know, in the Amazon world in terms of product and design. That do you ever think to you about, you know, hey, I've got some of these skills that when you're selling a totally different product that you can bring that mindset or skill set to it?
I think the entrepreneurial part of it is big. You just keep taking action, mistakes happen, and you keep moving forward. And that has helped me with the Amazon parts of it. And it's like the sourcing, I think, with my personal Amazon brand helped me realize that I need to source in the US and I also want to source overseas. And that was for my wallpaper company, because when there's a shortage on the paper, I have to find different places and different ways to get it.
Where do you source that from?
The wallpaper?
Yeah.
It depends, because there's so many different wallpapers.
Okay.
So I do source most of it in the US, and then occasionally I'll get some outside of the US.
Okay. All right. Translation, she doesn't want to disclose where it's coming
Jamie's
from.
Jamie's like, tell me all your
stuff. I know. I'm like, I never didn't know this stuff. And it, you know, along those lines, one of the things I say for, you know, for anyone out there, man or woman, is everyone has experiences, because no one studied Amazon in college or grew up saying, hey, I want to be a future Amazon seller. No one had grew up, well, my parents were Amazon sellers, right? Because it's so new that, you have this ability for whatever your background is in different ways to be able to bring that to, you know, your endeavor in the entrepreneurial aspect, right? So, again, with the women you've worked with and seen, I'm sure, again, so it's a mix of backgrounds, right? But typically there's something they can bring to the table from their background.
Yeah, or they're just had a baby and they're thinking, hey, this would be a really cool product because I'm struggling with this. I want to see if I can design it.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I've had that before too, where, we do these product assessments with people and they'll say, hey, you know, research, here's some methodologies. And they come up with 5 or 6 projects. And I had a guy come through, husband and wife, but the guy was directly involved and he had 5 products and we went through them and I was like, oh, they're okay. This one's a little better. This one's okay. And then the 6th one he threw in at the time was like knotted blankets, a big book, because he just asked his wife, hey, what do you think is interesting out there? She's like, I don't know, these knotted blankets are good. So I was like, well, let's look at those. And I researched those. I was like, wow, this is like really good. This is like better than like all the methodology we just went through. And she wasn't even involved, but she just was like, this is what I see, to your point, right? And I was like, oh, wow, this is like beat all of our analytics.
Those are amazing moments. I love those moments where it's like, wait, what did you say? Let me look at that.
Yeah. That's super cool. So on the podcast, again, which as far as people listening in, kind of what's, what do you hope people get out of it? You know, why should they hopefully download and follow, you know, this journey of these podcasts coming up here?
I hope people get inspiration, and I hope they learn tips and tricks about selling on Amazon and realize that we're all just normal people and we enjoy selling on Amazon, but we also just enjoy living our lives. And it's a ticket to freedom, right? To live the lives, and especially as women and especially as a mom, I didn't want to miss anything going on with my kid. And that's a theme that keeps coming up when I talk to other women who sell on Amazon.
Yeah, that's really good. And you know, I would say, I think people should listen. Joey, you have you're a lot of fun. People, you know, men, women, you know, hanging out at events, you know, I think with women, like you said, really resonate with you because there's a lot of mutual respect because of the work that you've put into the space and the results you've gotten. And likewise, you have a ton of respect for other people and women that you see in the space that are doing likewise. And so I see you guys I enjoy going to some of these events and seeing how you guys kind of gravitate to each other and genuinely like each other and try to help each other out. And it's just like really like top notch people, right? And that's one thing I always say in the space, when you're in your local area, sometimes you can find friends, but it's hard to find people that are like aligned and dialed with where you're trying to go to with your business and thing else. But I think what I found is you have to get out there and meet people across the way. And hopefully your podcast, you're going to have an opportunity to meet some really, really, your audience will have a chance to meet some really cool, powerful women, not only the Amazon space, but the e-commerce space, you know, broader than just Amazon, e-commerce. And then I'm sure even in the entrepreneurial space, I know you've got some heavy hitters that we're going to bring to everybody here.
Yes, we are. And I definitely want to celebrate the successful women, and they deserve to be celebrated. And I'm thrilled to celebrate them. And a lot of times as women, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm doing $300,000 a month in sales. Nobody cares. But it's like, yeah, actually tell your story. It inspires people, and other people care because they want to achieve your success. Even if you don't think you're the greatest person in the world and you should be up on stage telling everybody, it really does inspire others. And no matter what your story is, if it isn't even about selling on Amazon, I always encourage people to share their story. And that's why I wrote my book. I just wanted to share my story. And by the way, my book's on infertility. I know I keep mentioning it. It's not a secret. And it's really about sharing your story. And I, as a woman, have been trying to get better at that too. Just opening up and sharing my Amazon story, the ups and all the downs.
Yeah, it's very good. Now I noticed you're very good and comfortable. Do you have any background in the media side that you're holding out on everyone here? You seem a little too good at this.
Am I making you feel uncomfortable?
Yes, yes. You know, I'm just an Amazon.
Like when we shot our video in Atlanta. You really want me to answer that question?
Yeah, I do want you to answer the question. Yeah, you have some background in the media world, which is an unfair advantage too, which is another reason probably why you're pretty comfortable in the podcast world, right?
You just make me so comfortable. yes, I worked for NBC News, the Bay Area.
I knew it.
NBC.
Knew it. All right.
In San Francisco for 7 years.
Oh, now it comes out.
And I loved that job. I loved working in the newsroom. I loved everything television news. I still do. It was a great place to kick off my career.
All right. Well, now you're back in the media and the spotlight here again, but in a different realm. So pretty exciting. How about, last thing, about events in 2022? How about a couple of highlights of events that you went to this past year, and maybe ones that we'll keep an eye out for next year? I know there's a lot of events, but any ones you'd highlight from this past year, or mention ones that you went to for those listening?
All the events are so unique and you get so much out of them, and they've all been so different. I loved the $1 Billion Seller Summit because the best of the best are on stage and they're competing to win like $5,000. So that's like really fun to see who the best speakers are.
Where was that one?
That one was in Austin, Texas, where we're sitting right now.
Nice, nice.
And the powwow in West Palm Beach, That was unique.
You spoke? You were a speaker at that one?
You were a speaker?
Yeah. The women try to cut you off going to the bathroom, right?
I did meet some awesome women at that event, and it's probably why I like that event. Look, I'm a girl's girl. So when I can like meet some women and chat about my success and their success, it's always a good time for me.
Yeah, you did awesome there. That was fun.
That was fun. And Helium 10's event in Vegas, that was really impressive. I had a great time at that event.
Yeah, and then we went to a non-event. The non-event.
Yes, Confluence with Sean Hart and Seth Stevens.
Yep.
That was awesome.
That was pretty cool. That was a unique one because it wasn't an event in terms of like an audience attending. It was just a group of people networking and connecting, which, you know, it's the same theme we always talk about, is to find, you know, if you're a woman, find a group. And if you have an opportunity to find women, it's kind of, I think it's kind of unique in the industry to be able to find, like I said, the women's group is good, but you know, I think you're kind of a perfect person to do that because you resonate so well with kids. So yeah, I'm really, really excited for this journey ahead. I will not be on these podcasts typically because it's this is the Joey show, but I enjoy the opportunity to pull out of you some of these things, since no one else is going to be able to pull out of you that you had all this media background before. I don't want people just thinking that you showed up and were naturally this good at it. So
Jamie likes to pull out all my secrets. But Jamie, you are going to help produce them, and you're going to be behind the scenes and cheering all of us on.
Yeah, it's exciting. I kind of feel like I want to be like, I guess Kari, you maybe do it remotely. Otherwise, I kind of want to come in and try to give her a hard time or something, but I'll have to sit patiently with the edit. No, it's, yeah, really, really looking forward to this, Joey, and all the people you're going to connect with. And hopefully, you know, I think the audience, I know, they'll get a ton of value. I mean, I will share, I mean, anyone who meets Joey, you know, we had some meetings today in Austin, I think, you know, are always really impressed, man or woman in the industry, because you know your stuff, you know, and you like to have fun. So that is, I think, I know with the women board here, and you're going to get to some real topics, but kind of enjoy the ride, so to speak, with all your guests as well.
I hope so. I can't just sit here and be serious the whole time. We got to have some laughs.
Yeah. I meant to ask, we're here in the podcast studio. I know there was a question in the podcast studio. It said, was there going to be alcohol included? Yes or no?
So. I know. I'm still waiting for the waitress to come in or waiter and bring me my drink. I ordered it.
I made a mistake. I checked no on the thing. I wasn't sure this first time, but
like, do not offer her a drink.
Yeah. We'll save that for when the ladies are in charge here, when I'm away from here. But yeah, in all serious, congratulations on launching this podcast, and I'm really excited to see where this will go with all the women you have and pull them together. And maybe you'll have an event in the future where you pull just the women podcast kind of reunion with you know, all these people that you bring aboard here.
Yes, that's a great idea. You can interview all of them.
Awesome. All right, Joey, well, look forward to it, and can't wait. Make sure you guys download, subscribe to the podcast here. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Joey in action, sharing your insights and really pulling in just a bunch of amazing and inspiring women in the space.
Awesome. Thank you, Jamie. If you're looking to get started selling on Amazon, or maybe need some help with your current sales on Amazon, go to fearlesssellers.com. That's a lot of S's in there. fearlesssellers.com. Use coupon code FEARLESS for 50% off our next event. Thank you for listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Until next time, stay fearless.